It really is a pleasure to welcome Ron Henrich as our new Dean of the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. We were really fortunate to recruit him from Ohio State, but he's a Spartan. But one of the really, I think, neat things about being able to recruit Ron is that not only is one of the best administrators by definition in the agriculture community, so you're recruiting, in that sense, in your terms, Mark, an elite player, but somebody who really understands the value of these land grant value, that this core land grant that we have, but understands how it needs to be transformed into this highly competitive new environment. And so I think, Ron, what was your biggest surprise coming back to Michigan State?
Yeah. I was surprised by how many things hadn't changed, but good things. The feel of the community here. You know, I tell people, and I've told people we've tried to recruit, there's an authenticity about MSU that I just don't feel other places I've been. So that was a very pleasant surprise to see that hadn't changed. Clearly, the campus has undergone a lot of transformations. The college that I serve has undergone a lot of transformations as well. But it's good to see the core values and the place, you know, the things that make the place so special the same.
One of the things that with your college that I've enjoyed most is talking to faculty in different areas, some that have challenged me and my decision-making. And when those challenges come, I tend to walk down and talk to professors and try to understand what they're experiencing and at the same time try to advise what we're trying to develop. The different areas that you have within the College of Ag, I think, would surprise many people, even in the community, that have been here for a long time. What are some of the stories, some of the common things you have in the college that maybe would surprise somebody that lives even in East Lansing?
Yeah. Well, as you alluded to, Mark, we're a very diverse college. You know, I have soil microbiologists and interior designers in my college. And you know, it's that great diversity in part that attracted me back here. It's hard to explain all the things
really
that encompass what we do and how they fit together. You know, we have identified common themes. You know, sustainability is a big theme for us. You know, we work a lot in built environments, whether those are in agricultural settings or in urban settings. You know, there's an appreciation, a recognition that we serve stakeholders from very diverse commodity groups, stakeholders that live in very rural areas, stakeholders that live in very urban areas. And so, you know, despite the diversity, there are some common themes and common threads that tie us together.
It's really a collision of art, science, critical thinking, business. I mean, it's unbelievable the thought process that goes through the college.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the challenges for colleges like ours is people have a very narrow view of what it means to be agriculture and to be natural resources. And, you know, people will ask me, well, why is a school of packaging or a school of planning, design, construction in your college? And so I can explain those things to them. You know, where I want to be and is capitalize upon that diversity and uniqueness. You know, I want other administrators at other universities asking themselves why they don't have programs like mine in their college.
The name, Ohio State was a place that changed the name of the college to try to handle the branding, the explanation of what's there. We've chosen not to do that in part because of we have so many stakeholders in so many areas for which they believe if we lost the name agriculture, we would lose our heart. And at the same time, there is this sort of branding challenge to get students into the college because your placement rates are extraordinary.
They are. We're placing around 95%, I think, at present, into very good jobs. You know, and still there are more jobs than there are students. So we work hard on that. You know, I've been in colleges, and I've gone through name changes at other institutions I've been. There is no ideal name, you know, to fully describe all that encompasses what we do and all that we who we are. So I think it's incumbent upon us within the college to articulate those things to stakeholders, to prospective students, very importantly to parents, and then to work together with our stakeholders. And, you know, they face some of the same struggles. You know, people have a very traditional view of what agriculture means, for example. But, you know, agriculture is a very high-tech operation and enterprise. And, you know, the time I've spent just since I've got here on farms and, you know, literally in the cabin on combines, I mean, it just reinforces that. I mean, data analytics, for example, you know, agriculture has been contributing to data analytics for a very long time. You know, we are big data. So there's definitely education that needs to occur about all that we do and all that we are.
As you've gone around Michigan and talked in particular to our stakeholders, what did they see for the future? Agriculture really helped prop up the state during the deepest troubles of manufacturing. Yes. It's continued to grow enormously as manufacturing has become on stable footing. So what do people see 5 years from now in the profile of Michigan as a food state?
Well, I think there's a lot of interest in how can we create value-added parts of that agricultural sector, and not just around food, but also around fiber. You know, forestry, for example, is a very important extractive industry in the state. And it's great that we grow so much and produce so much, but the more we can have higher value secondary products or tertiary products leaving the state, it creates a healthier, more robust economy as it relates to food and fiber. I think it provides a lot more in the way of opportunities economically for entrepreneurs, for students, and I think it will enrich the state overall. And I think that's really a common thread. How can we continue to add value to the high diversity of things we produce in this state? I mean, you know, we're second only to California in terms of the kind of and number of products that we produce. It's over 300 agriculture and fiber-derived products in this state. That's a lot.
Well, but the high-value jobs also come from food processing, in addition to the kind of creativity. How's the college directly sort of working on those high-value jobs for people who are listening, that, in terms of your role with a team of people in the state?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're continually curriculum review is just an ongoing process for us. So we work very closely with stakeholders, make sure that we are teaching things that are going to be of importance, of fundamental value to our students, but also to the industries within the state. You know, we also recognize that and have for a long time, there are places for things other than four-year degrees in the state. So we have had an ag tech program, a successful one for a very long time. And we've expanded that by partnering with community colleges around the state. We currently work with 9 community colleges. We have a couple more that will be coming on board. Students who may be place-bound for a variety of reasons, economic or other, can stay at that local institution. They get a certificate from us in agricultural technology and one of our specializations we offer, and then they get their associate's degree as well. Those students can take those credits and that training and go directly into the workforce, and we are really close to placing 100% of the students at time of graduation that come out of those programs. Or they could take those credits and transfer them somewhere else. All those would transfer back here to Michigan State if they decided that a 4-year advanced degree might be for them.
When you go beyond, now or later.
Yeah. Now or later, yeah.
Going beyond the borders of the state of Michigan and maybe the nation, opportunities internationally, our research as well as placement of students in certain educational programs. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, it's cliche, but we truly do live in a global society. You know, Michigan State has a very long presence and a very deep presence, more than almost any other public university in international affairs. A big part of what we do pertains to the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Food, I think, is the largest single focal area of the university's international efforts. So, you know, we're very much involved in helping communities around the world become nutritionally self-sufficient, to protect their environment, to build capacity like we have here with extension or research capacity. We also send a lot of students. Some of them are graduate students training in those international programs. Some are undergraduates. But we have a very broad study abroad program. Students from our college, we offer programs on all seven continents. Mm-hmm. And you're just not going to find that many other places, and I think speaks to our truly global presence.
I want to sort of unpack a little. You mentioned extension.
Yes.
And you also have, as part of your portfolio, responsibility for ag bio research,
yes,
which is a separable component from the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, which also does research.
Yes.
So talk a bit about the complexity of that role and as you see the evolving role of extension, because they've been really terrific in Flint.
They have. You know, I'm fortunate to be in a college where all three of those pillars of the land grants come together, the teaching, the research, and the outreach through extension. You know, those parts of what we do, research and extension, do transcend our college. Ag bio research invests in faculty in a number of colleges, and in natural science and engineering and in other places. Again, I think speaking to the breadth of what we do and what agriculture is. Extension, of course, is that essential part of the land grants where we take what we've learned and go beyond the traditional classroom and get that information out to communities, individuals in areas that can, in ways that can be transformative to them. You know, President Simon, you mentioned Flint, and, you know, we've been in Flint for about 100 years. And we've been impacting the community in very positive ways and in very impactful ways for a very long time. So, you know, when the water crisis emerged, we were already there. And we were able to take programs we were doing around basic nutrition and cooking, and we were quickly able to tailor those so that people were taught to prepare foods in ways that would minimize their exposure to lead, to increase their consumption of foods that would help offset the impacts of lead. We were connected very well with our health sciences colleagues. And so we were very quickly positioned to make those changes. And I don't think people understand, you know, we're not just in the rural areas where people sort of traditionally identify extension. We are deeply embedded in all the communities around the state.
If we think about extending that to Southeast Michigan, often not viewed as an agricultural part of our state, there's a deep commitment of the college as well as extension and ag bio research in Southeast Michigan.
There is. There's tremendous needs there. You know, those kind of areas, we're doing large amounts of programming tailored for urban environments, whether that's urban food production, whether that's economic development, certainly through our youth programming. We are in the process of expanding our reach in Southeast Michigan. We already have a base in the area. But, you know, it's very difficult for some of those citizens to travel and get to us. And so having a more robust physical presence there and figuring out ways that we can not just be there but move about the community and be impactful are important for us.
I think one of I hope the joys of your role, but also the complexities of your role, in part because of the reach of ag bio research and extension, not simply outside the campus but inside the campus,
yes,
makes you a part of a lot of conversations about health, the big data,
yep,
even the work, even though you're not a formal partner of the Institute of Quantitative Health and Engineering, you're there at the table talking about the needs from your perspective as this university sort of partner. Must be some really interesting conversations, and you're also, I know, involved with Chris and Arts and Letters. And
yep. It is very interesting. You know, what we do, just a very fundamental thing, you know, about food, for example. I mean, not everybody got up and had breakfast this morning. If they did, they're a stakeholder of ours. If they didn't, they're a stakeholder of ours, whether they're on campus or off. You know, the built environment, you know, the roofs over people's heads. I mean, so much of what we do is connected around here. You know, the psychological and spiritual value of the natural environment for people. I mean, we just connect with so many other parts of campus, you know, and that great diversity of what we do in the college that attracted me back here, I think, can serve us in being even more closely partnered with other entities around the college.
So we've talked about the unbelievable innovation research we do in the state, the outreach globally. I'm going to bring it back to my area a little bit. We'll be playing NCAA championship games on a natural grass field in soccer. Yep. Spartan Stadium is one of the few left. And truthfully, the reason we have grass is because of our connection with ag. Yep. And it's not the best AD decision. It's the best university decision, yeah. And we're proud of that. You perhaps have the greatest visitors venue for those that visit campus in the dairy store.
We do.
We are very proud of that, and that's you probably get more visitors there than most any place on campus, in particular the summertime.
It's very busy. Yes, I had great difficulty getting ice cream in a timely fashion some days. So yeah, it speaks. I think you know to. Again, the things we do that connect to people in potentially varying, surprising ways. Ice cream, obviously something connected with us and dairy. Turf grass might not be something that people would immediately associate with us. But I think we do serve campus in a variety of ways. We supply food and grass and other things.
But with turf grass, it's no matter where you go, if it's a pro venue, college venue, golf course, there's generally either a Michigan State individual working there or have been advised.
Yep,
it's incredible the outreach we have there.
We've had a huge impact. We've got great faculty and staff delivering those programs. Great students who have gone on to be impactful in sports and in urban environments and in others, and very strong stakeholder support in that area in particular. Our friends on the outside have just been instrumental in keeping that program really truly one of the best in the country.
But I think it goes back to sort of that for us, for the college, sustainability isn't just sort of environmentally.
Right.
It really is socially and economically, and putting all of those pieces together, society in terms of making sure that we're very inclusive in what we do in a variety of areas. So the word sustainability in some ways has become a narrowly defined word. And for us, it's a very complex and multidimensional component of our work, and particularly the colleges.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people associate sustainability with a very green environmental ethos, which is a component, but as you indicated, President Simon, not the totality. And so it is that social sustainability. It's the economic sustainability. It's communities, it's families, it's individuals.
It's great to have you join us. This is an enlightening conversation. I think there are so many different areas within the school that just incredibly impact us every day. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to be in the college and a real pleasure to be back on campus.
We're all involved in greening of the Great Lakes, and that's coming up next, I think. So
right. Kurt, sir, you have two interviews, Kurt and Russ and greening of the Great Lakes. It's one of the interesting partnerships that we established with WJR and under Mark's leadership. In negotiating a contract, there are very few ADs, if any, who would worry about a university footprint in the context of a contract to broadcast a football game or a basketball game. And this sort of spirit, I think, is reflected in this program as well as the Greening of the Great Lakes. And it's giving people a lot of information.
We learn something with every conversation, which is great.
We're a learning environment and have great leadership. So thanks for coming back home.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.